U.S. completes 10th straight night of attacks on Iran. By Simon Kent on July 21, 2026. The U.S. completed its 10th straight night of attacks on Iran military assets as dawn broke Tuesday morning, taking one more step to further degrade the Islamic dictatorship's ability to attack ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The precision strikes followed U.S. President Donald Trump vowing to punish Iran for the deaths of U.S. soldiers, as Breitbart News reported. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said on X the latest strikes had hit Iranian military command centers, maritime capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and air defense systems. American forces remain postured and prepared to hold Iran accountable for unwarranted aggression toward civilian mariners seeking to freely and openly transit the strait, the command said. It released more footage of bombings that targeted sites in Iran. Since early May, CENTCOM forces have helped facilitate the transit of approximately 900 commercial vessels and 450 million barrels of crude oil. Commercial vessels have continued to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, CENTCOM said. As the attacks go on, those hoping for a diplomatic outcome to the latest round of fighting have been offered a glimmer of hope. Pakistan has intensified diplomatic efforts in recent days to resuscitate the interim deal, AP reports. Iranian Interior Minister Eskandar Momeni arrived in Islamabad on Monday for 2 days of talks with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif and others. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters that the U.S. is still open to negotiating with Iran but that it has to be real. If the door opens to diplomacy, if the guys that want to do something productive for Iran win and take control of its system, or take control of the negotiations, that'll be a very positive development, Rubio said. That's not where we are tonight, unfortunately. For its part, Iran claimed to have attacked a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz early Tuesday morning, forcing its crew to abandon the ship. It provided no evidence to back the claim. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.